Hey everyone, so I'm going to answer the questions that I got for my AMA. So thanks to everyone who asked me a question. And yeah, that's it for the intro, so let's just get into it. So the first question I got is, what's your love language? I don't know, so I have to Google it. Hold on. I know what they are, I just have never done the test. Okay, like if I had to pick myself, I would say number one, quality time. I'd say two, physical touch. Three, I'm gonna say words of affirmation. Four, I'll say acts of service. And then receiving gifts is like definitely the least important for me. So yeah, I'd say quality time, physical touch, words of affirmation, acts of service, and then receiving gifts. I probably said it in a different order that second time, but yeah. Second question, do you have a routine or process you go through before recording an audio? If so, what is it? No, I don't. I just go on my phone and then I look through my saved folder on my Reddit account, and then I find something I feel like recording and then I record it, and that's literally it. I don't like practice it or, I don't know, like review it beforehand. I just pick something and I record it. So yeah, that's it. Nothing exciting. You're a professional. Someone said, do you agree that squirrels are a problem and they should be stopped? Well, I haven't seen a squirrel for a while, so maybe someone's one step ahead of you with that idea. I don't mind squirrels. They're okay. I mean, they always run away from you when you approach them anyways, so squirrels are cool. Favorite ice cream flavor? Mint chocolate chip. Mint chocolate chip on a waffle cone. Oh, so good. That's my favorite ice cream flavor. I don't really eat ice cream though, but when I do, like once a year, I get mint chocolate chip on a waffle cone. Okay. Favorite type of coffee to drink or coffee place? They said favorite type of coffee drink or coffee place. My favorite type of coffee drink is Folgers coffee in a drip coffee maker, because I don't know, I have no taste for coffee. I drink it, like I drink it every morning because I like the taste. But I'm not a coffee person. I just drink it once in the morning. So I don't have like a fancy favorite coffee drink. I just drink regular drip coffee from the grocery store. Favorite coffee place. Honestly, I can't tell the difference between any coffee. Like, I can drink McDonald's, Starbucks, Tim Hortons, any place, and it tastes the same. So, yeah, there are a lot of like small coffee places where I live, but I don't go to them. I'm sure they're good though, but yeah, I have a very like hillbilly opinion on coffee. Okay, someone says parlez-vous français, that means do you speak French, and the answer is yes, but it's my second language that I learned as a child. And as a side note, I learned French as a kid, but I always spoke it as my second language, and I never spoke it at home, so I could speak it, and I could read it, and I could understand it, but when I spoke it, it was really obvious that it was my second language. So once I got to high school, for a really long time, I thought that I wanted to be a French teacher. French is mandatory anyways in elementary school where I am. but I went to a school where French was spoken for majority of the day, which is how I learned it. And then I went to high school where French was no longer mandatory, but I took it anyway so I could get a good mark in it and just bump up my average. But then I just had this inspiration to be a French teacher. But because my spoken French was kind of subpar for like 3 years, I just really, really, really practiced my spoken French and I got so good at it. Because I had plans to major in French once I got to university and go to like a French-speaking university. And then sometime at the end of the 11th grade, I just decided I didn't want to be a French teacher anymore. So I stopped practicing. But I can still speak it. I can still understand it. Just very obvious that it's not my first language. So I'm thirsty. So we're gonna pause for 2 seconds so I can have a drink. I'm drinking Crystal Light. Crystal Light is like, how do I even describe it? It's like a flavor packet, so it's like a powder that you put in water. And it makes your water not taste like water, so I'm drinking the one that tastes like iced tea. Anyways, it's really good. It tastes good, and it has no sugar. It has artificial, but it has artificial sweetener, which there's no like sound research really to show that artificial sweetener has any dangerous effects on humans. So I don't know why people still are scared of artificial sweetener. But anyways, as an aside, there's a disease called PKU. People with that disease can't consume phenylalanine, which is an amino acid. So, in Canada, at least, if you buy a product that contains aspartame, aspartame contains phenylalanine. So if you buy a product that contains aspartame, if you look on the back, there's actually a disclaimer on every single product that has aspartame in it, like a pack of gum on the back. And it says like aspartame contains phenylalanine because people with PKU can't consume phenylalanine because it causes like irreversible brain damage and a whole bunch of other horrible things. So anyways, that was my rant on artificial sweetener. Okay, next question. Someone says, hey, big man, hey, thank you. Can you do more audios catered to shy guys similar to that corrupting virgin one? Yeah, I can. I did that one a while ago. You must have been following me for a while. I can't. I just have to, like, sit down and write it well, because it's not really something I can come up with off the top of my head. But, I mean, a lot of people have written scripts that are really good for that topic, so I can also just look. But yeah, I can definitely do that. Someone said, how would you describe yourself in 3 words? Funny, empathetic, and, I don't know, beautiful. Humble would have been my 4th word if you gave me 4 options. Okay. What's your go-to snack? I'm going to say Greek yogurt. Either plain. In the summer, I eat it plain so I can add my own fruit to it. In the winter, when fruit tastes bad, I buy flavored Greek yogurt. I like Greek yogurt. I like cashews. Snacks. Greek yogurt, cashews. I don't really eat snacks. Let me think. If I am going to have a snack, it's going to be fruit, if fruit tastes good that season. Excuse me. Greek yogurt or cashews, that's kind of it. It's kind of the only stuff I snack on. I'm trying to think of more snacks, but I don't really eat snacks. Yeah, that's it. I'm going to say those are my favorite snacks. Okay. Favorite movies or TV shows? Oh, I have so many favorite TV shows. I'm currently watching Peaky Blinders. Other favorite TV shows I like are Animal Kingdom, The Boys. I like Loki and any Marvel Universe show. Specifically Loki, Punisher, and Daredevil. I think I already said Animal Kingdom. I like Space Force on Netflix, the Steve Carell show. That show's really underrated. Supernatural is another one of my favorite shows. I love The Office, Parks and Rec, Stranger Things, which I don't even know if that show will ever come back. What other shows do I like? Those are the main ones. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, that just finished. I love Designated Survivor on Netflix, that show about the president. That was a really good show. I like The Expanse, but I've kind of stopped watching it. I don't even know, it's probably finished now. I think that's it for shows. Favorite movies? I don't really have any favorite movies. I just watch movies, like, because I enjoy watching them. But I don't really know what my favorites are. My favorite movie ever, though, is Blue Streak with Martin Lawrence. My favorite movie genre is, like, action and action comedy. I don't have any favorite movies. I like Marvel movies. They're not my favorite, though. I just like the universe. And other than that, I like action comedy movies. But I don't know if I have a favorite. But yeah. Actually, I just said what my favorite was. My favorite movie is Blue Streak. I don't know why I went on this rant about not having a favorite movie. And then I literally just said what my favorite movie was. Anyways, do you have any pets? No. I'm not really a pet person. I mean, they're cool, but I don't know if I would own one. What is your MBTI personality type? I have no idea, because personality types are dumb. Here's why. So you do a personality test, and then you get it back. The test isn't going to tell you something you don't already know, right? Like, if you do a test, like this MBTI test, and it says you're, like, an INFJ, that's the only one I know. You do a test and it says you're blah, blah, blah. And it's like, this test revealed that you're an introvert. It's like, wow, I already knew that. That's why I took the test. Like, you do the test, you read the results, and you already knew that that was your personality. You know what I mean? Like, the test, let's say it's accurate for you. You read the description, the personality test tells you what you're like. And you're like, yeah, I am like that. Like, that's a complete waste of your time. You already knew you were like that. I don't know. I feel like it's just kind of silly because people then get attached to a certain personality type. And then they're like, I don't know, they waste all their time researching, like the best food for your personality type, the best way to study for your personality type, the best jobs for your personality type, the best blah, blah, blah for your personality type. And it's like, who cares about your personality type? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you meet someone, theoretically, with the same personality type as you, I can almost guarantee you one of the only things you have in common with that person is your personality type on paper. If you get to know them, you'll come to find out that you're two completely different people, and your personality type has nothing to do with it. I don't know. I'm just ranting, but I feel like personality types are kind of dumb. Just be who you are. No need to, like, categorize yourself. Okay. What is the craziest interaction you've had with a listener? Any weird DMs, etc.? I get weird DMs all the time. Craziest interaction? I don't know. I've never had anything insanely, like, nothing, like, off the rails weird. People are just, like, generally creepy, and I don't know, people just kind of take it too far. Like, I reply to most of the messages I get, and then I don't know, people just take it way too far. Like, calm down. Okay, what's your height? 5'3". What's something that I'm thirsty, hold on. What's something that only exists in fiction that you wish existed in real life? I don't know. That's a really good question that I don't have an answer to. I don't know. That's a great question. I'm sorry I don't have an answer to it. Are you a morning or night person? I'm a morning person. I sleep at like 10 p.m. Food that you've not tried that you would like to. I'd really like to try Indian food. Never had Indian food, which I know sounds ridiculous because everyone's had Indian food. But I'd really like to try it though. Okay, so I'm back. You didn't notice that I left, obviously, but I had to leave for a little bit. But now I'm back. And when I left, actually, I ate a snack, even though I literally just said that I don't really eat snacks. But it is so windy outside. I had mini croissants, because those taste better than regular croissants. I ate prosciutto, Laughing Cow cheese, which is like spreadable cheese. And then I ate an apple, Pink Lady apple, which is the best kind. Kind of expensive though. And then I drank chocolate milk. Fairlife milk. I think they have Fairlife milk in America. Fairlife milk is literally the best kind of milk. It's lactose free. It has more protein and less carbs than regular milk, which doesn't really matter because it's just milk. But their chocolate milk especially is so good. It literally tastes like hot chocolate. Not in a gross way. But most chocolate milk is kind of like watery. It doesn't really have a strong chocolate flavor. But Fairlife milk tastes so good. Anyways, we're gonna get back to the rest of the questions. Where did I leave off? Hold on. Okay, well now they're out of order since I had to like open the questions again. So let's see one that I haven't done. Okay, someone asked, what do you do for a living? I'm a student and I work, but I'm not going to say where because that's like too much info. Are you into science fiction or fantasy, books, movies, or TV? If so, what are your favorites? The only science fiction anything I've ever watched was The Expanse on Amazon Prime TV. I never finished it, but it was really good. But yeah, I'm not too much into science fiction. That's the only science fiction thing I've seen. Okay, next question is, what's an album you could listen to all day? There are a lot of albums that I really like. I need to open my Spotify though, because I don't really remember the names of albums, like, in isolation. Kind of depends on the genre. Like, let's see. If we're talking about rap genre, I'd pick Savage Mode 2 by 21 Savage. Shiesty Season by Pooh Shiesty. Those are two really good rap albums I could listen to all day. Bigger Than Life or Death. I think that's the name of the album by ESTG. Drill Music, I could listen to 23 by Central C. Wild West by Central C, that's a great album. Like pop music, that Tory Lanez album, the 80s kind of one, Alone at Prom, to me that's kind of pop music. Another more pop album is American Spirit by Lil Spirit. Another genre I listen to a lot is like indie pop or indie alternative kind of music. There's this band called Somersault, Summersalt. They have an album called, what's it called? It's called Driving to Hawaii. That's one of my favorite albums ever. It's like an indie pop-ish kind of album. Another album I really like is called, what's it called? One second. It's called Where Poly People Go to Read by Gus Dapperton. He makes like, I'm gonna call it like alternative pop music. I made that genre up, but he makes really good music as well. I lost my train of thought. another type of music I really like, I think it's pronounced alté music. It's like a mixture of Afrobeats and alternative music. An artist who's really good for that is Cruel Santino. His newest album is really good. I think I already mentioned the UK drill albums that I like. If not, it's 23 and Wild West by Central Cee. Those are like the main albums I have on my Spotify. Everything else is a little bit older. But yeah, I could listen to those albums all day. Okay, let's look for a question I haven't done yet. This is a really good one. And basically the person was asking for advice for listeners who want to start making their own audios, and advice for people who might be nervous about posting stuff, like, what would I say to them? Basically, the only way to get more comfortable posting stuff is to post stuff and then post more stuff. It's still nerve-wracking, but the only way to get over it is to just do it. And everyone is nervous when they first post their stuff. I used to be super nervous posting stuff. But then you post stuff and people give you feedback, and then it's like this loop where, like, the more stuff you post, the more people listen, the more feedback you get, and then you enjoy it even more. Or maybe you post stuff and you find out you hate it and then you stop, but at least you tried, right? Like, the only real good advice I can give is just dip your toes in and do something short and easy and unintimidating, and see if you like it. See if other people like it. And based on how you feel and the response you get, maybe you do it more, maybe you quit. But you won't know until you try. So just start with something easy and unintimidating. And that's the best way to start. You probably think you sound dumb, but you don't, I promise you. We're always our own worst critic. And people probably love your voice much more than you love it, so it doesn't hurt to try, you know what I mean? So, next question is, what do you enjoy most about creating erotic audio? What do I enjoy the most about it? I don't know, I just think it's fun. Like, it's a fun way to express myself. I like getting feedback and compliments from people. And yeah, I'd say those two things. Like, just a way to express myself. And then hearing that other people have liked it. Does anyone in your life know you record audios? You have a lovely voice, by the way. Thank you. One person knows, but they don't even listen to my stuff. So it was like, what was even the point of me telling them? Anyways. Someone asked, who is your personal favorite VA on Reddit? I remember when people who made audios weren't called VAs. We were just, like, people. But now we're, like, voice actors. Like, it's so professional. I don't know. I feel like it's kind of ridiculous. But anyways, who's my personal favorite? That's a great question that I'm not going to answer. Because name dropping is okay if you feel like doing it, but it usually just makes other people feel bad, which is not cool. So if you want to know who I listen to, just look through my comment history. And people who I like and listen to, I usually DM them and talk to them privately to tell them that I like them. So yeah. Next question. Is a fellow Canadian welcome to slide into your DMs? Winky face. Sure. Also, how often do you... Hold on. Also, how often do you play with yourself while recording your own audios? Every time? Or listening to others' audios? Significantly less. I mostly listen to audios for fun. I don't usually, like, fap to them. Rarely I will, but I don't usually do. But I always do when I record. What are your favorite comfort shows or movies? I don't re-watch stuff because I feel like it's silly. I don't know. If I've already seen something, like, I'm not going to watch it again. I've already seen it. You know what I mean? So there's nothing I re-watch for, like, comfort. I just watch something new every time. But something I just thought about is, lately, I've been watching South Park. Like, I only started watching it yesterday, so it's not lately. Yes, it is, but I've only seen, like, 5 episodes. I don't watch them in order. I just have a friend who watches it, and then they just tell me which episodes they like. It's actually pretty funny. I apologize if you can hear the wind outside. Yeah, I don't really have any comfort shows or movies, though. Has being a listener and speaker GWA... Well, okay. Okay, so they're asking if basically posting stuff has allowed me to discover parts of myself that I didn't know about. I guess so. Actually, let me think about this. Well, when I first started posting, I didn't think that I would ever do any kind of F-dom stuff. And then I eventually did it, and it was kind of fun. So that's one thing I discovered about myself. Other than that, I feel like everything else that I like, I already kind of knew that I liked. That's just something new for me. Next question, are you into older guys? And if so, how old is too old? Too old for me, I'd say, is like 10 years. Because I feel like if you're 10 years older than me, you're just at a completely different stage of life than I am, and I feel like we won't really have much in common. Am I into older guys, though? Yes, but not just because they're old. I'm just into people, and sometimes they end up being older than me. But yeah, too old for me, I'd say, is like 10 years. Most people I've dated have been older than me, actually. I think everyone I've dated has been older than me, to be honest. I already answered that. Next one is, have you tried scotch or cigars? No and no, because I don't drink. I've drank once, and it tasted nasty. And I got really drunk, which sucked. So I'm like, wow, this tastes bad. And I hate being drunk, so there's, like, no real incentive for me to drink. So I've never tried scotch. I've never tried cigars, because I don't smoke. Because, I don't know, I think smoking's kind of gross. So, yeah. No and no to that question. Okay, so someone asked, your GWA posts are amazing due to their variety. Thank you. But what's an ideal sexual encounter? Like, a month ago, I posted this Ramble Fap. And whatever I said in that is, like, an ideal sexual encounter. It's nothing really super exciting. Just, like, regular sex on a bed or couch or something. Or in another, setting. Ideal? I don't know. Sex with someone I find attractive and that I like. And with someone who's more on the dominant side. That's pretty much it. Also, this is the second half of the question. Also, are you into BDSM as either switch, dom, or sub? Into BDSM? No, not really. I am more of a sub, though, but not necessarily in, like, the BDSM context, if that makes sense. Okay, next question. My wrists always, pop. Someone said girth or length. If I had to pick girth in the absence of length or length in the absence of girth, I think I'd pick girth. What's your favorite accent to listen to, if you have any? I don't really have any. I'm very picky with voices, but it's not an accent thing. All accents are cool. Favorite dishes, desserts, or cuisines? I'm a very boring eater. And I'm not a foodie by any stretch of the imagination, so I can't really answer this question well. Favorite dish? Okay, I'll explain how I cook. I cook kind of in bulk, but not excessively, because I don't like dry food. Like, people will meal prep for a week. A week meal prep, in my opinion, is way too far. Your food is always dry by the end of the week. Anyone who says it's not is lying. So I cook in bulk, but like twice a week. Not every meal, just like dinner. But the way I cook is like, okay, I will make something in bulk and play with another variable. So, excuse me, let's say I make rice in bulk. I'm gonna eat rice, chicken, with sauce A and vegetable A. The next day I can eat rice, chicken with sauce A and vegetable B. Rice, chicken with sauce B and vegetable A. Rice, chicken with beef A and vegetable B. You see what I mean? Like, I'll make one thing in bulk, and then I'll just change the meat and the vegetables. Or I'll eat the same meat, but change the carbs and the vegetables. You know what I mean? So basically, the only foods that I eat some combination of what I'm about to explain. I like rice, pasta, and potatoes. Beef, chicken of all kinds. I don't really like pork, and I don't like fish. All vegetables, all fruits, various sauces and seasonings. And that's really all I eat for, like, my main meal. Like, for dinner, for example, it's some variation of pasta, rice, potatoes, chicken, beef, and vegetables. That's literally it, because I'm a boring eater. Dessert, I'm not really a dessert person. I'll have a cookie, like, a couple of times a year. Yeah, I'm just not a foodie. I'm a very boring eater. Okay, favorite song of all time? That's a good question, but I don't know. I don't think I have a favorite song of all time. Let me think. I don't have a favorite song of all time. I can tell you my favorite song right now is Straight Back to It by Central Cee and Eurovision by Central Cee. Is it called Straight Back to It? I think so. Yeah, Straight Back to It and Eurovision by Central Cee. That's from the album 23. Okay, my group chat is going crazy. I need to pause and reply and I'll be back. So now I'm gonna answer some of the questions on my Reddit. Okay. So someone asked, favorite vacation spot or place you'd like to visit? Never really been on vacation. The only other country I've been to is the United States, which was not exciting. Place I'd like to visit, I was gonna go to Denmark before the pandemic happened, and then the pandemic happened, so obviously I didn't go. So yeah, a place I'd really like to visit, I'd say, is Denmark. Favorite alcohol or least favorite alcohol? I don't drink, so all of it is my least favorite. Their third question is, I think you said you were Midwestern, ever had Malort? I'm from Canada. I don't even know what the Midwest is. I have to Google that. Midwest America? Midwest. Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Missouri, Iowa. Yeah, I don't know. That means nothing to me. I'm from Canada. Ever had Malort? I don't know what that is. So no, but I will Google it. Malort is a brand of Basque liquor. Okay, so I guess it's like a drink. No, I've never had it. Apparently it tastes really bad though. Okay, it's very bitter. It sounds like something that's famous because it's so disgusting, but no, I've never had it. Actor or actress you find extremely hot? I mean, basically all famous actors are very conventionally attractive, and so I probably think that they're attractive if they're really famous on some level. I really don't pay attention to celebrities or actors that much. I watch a lot of movies, but like, I really don't like have a list of attractive actors in my head. Actually, you know who's really hot? I don't remember his name. Whoever plays Daredevil, in Daredevil. Whoever plays Matt Murdock is hot. Whoever plays Punisher is hot. He was also in, what's that movie? Fury. But I don't remember his name. Those are the only two people I can think of right now. And I only think they're hot because I was really obsessed with their show. And then I would have, like, sex dreams about them. It's so weird. Like, whenever I watch something and someone in the show or movie is, like, slightly attractive, I always have a dream that I'm having sex with them. Anyways, those are two people. Worst job you've ever had? I've actually never had a bad job before. I've always loved everywhere I've worked. Funniest work story. I actually don't have any, to be honest. To be honest, like, I just go to work and go home. Like, I'm not mean to the people I work with, but I only interact with them because I work with them. I'm not, like, friends with my coworkers, you know what I mean? Like, I'm friendly with them when we're working together. But, like, I'm not buddy-buddy with them because I'm just trying to get paid, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I really love my job, though, but, like, I can't think of the funniest work story because, like, I kind of just do my work and mend my own beeswax. Where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years? In 5 to 10 years, I see myself being even more of a bad bitch than I am right now. Way richer than I am right now. I see myself with a job that I really love. That doesn't take up too much of my actual life. And in 5 to 10 years, I will be in a relationship with someone who I love a lot and who is really hot and funny. And I don't know. Where do I see myself, like, living my best life like I'm doing right now? Food I hate. I hate a lot of food, so I'm not even going to attempt to answer this question because I'm so picky. Next question. When you travel, are you more of a, I want to relax and do nothing but sunbathe next to this beach or pool for the next week and stay in this fancy resort? Or A, I want to explore every nook and cranny of this place or country and do everything there is to do, even if I have to sleep in some crappy hut in the wilderness to do it kind of person. I'm definitely the first kind of person because I'm kind of boring. Like, yeah, I'm kind of boring, so I'd rather do the first one. I'd rather just relax and not do something very adventurous. Like, I like hiking. Everyone loves hiking. Literally everyone on the internet loves hiking, so I retract that statement. I like being outside and exploring, but, like, not that much, and especially not in a country that I've never been to. What's your favorite sport to watch? Soccer. So football. Like, European soccer. I watch the EPL. I don't really watch any other European leagues besides for fun. I mainly watch the EPL and, like, the associated competitions, so, like, Champions League, League Cup, FA Cup, stuff like that. Obviously other countries in Europe play in those, in some of those too. But yeah, my favorite sport to watch is soccer or football. Sorry, all the Europeans are, like, cringing so hard whenever I say soccer. But yeah, I only watch the EPL and, like, European soccer because North American soccer is horrible. My favorite team is Chelsea. I've been a Chelsea fan ever since I was, like, 4 years old. When I was a little kid, my dad would pick us up from school and then we'd come home and watch soccer. And my favorite team has always been Chelsea. I've always been a Chelsea fan. When we were bad, I was a fan. When Frank Lampard was our coach and we were trash, I loved them. When we were really good, like, I don't know, way back in the day when I was, like, a child, I was a fan. Even though I didn't really totally understand soccer back then, I'm committed to Chelsea and I'll always be a Chelsea fan. But we've been playing really bad lately. Okay, so that's my favorite sport to watch. And it's really the only sport I watch is soccer. My favorite sport to play, I don't play sports anymore. I was a very competitive gymnast up until I was, like, 17, and then I retired, which sounds stupid, like, retiring at 17, but, like, I stopped doing the sport, when I was about 17. I don't play sports anymore, though. What's your go-to struggle meal? I'm going to say when I'm hungry and I need food but I don't want to cook, I'll eat a bagel or cereal. What's your go-to I want to spoil myself meal? I'm going to say chicken wings, which I know is stupid because it's just chicken. But chicken wings are my favorite, like, spoil myself food. What's your least favorite exercise and why is it barbell rows? My least favorite exercise? There are exercises that I dislike for a lot of reasons. I hate every kind of single leg exercise because they're difficult, but I also love them, you know what I mean? So I don't really hate them. An exercise I really actually hate is dumbbell bicep curls because I just hate them. I have to move a little bit because I'm getting uncomfortable. From a stimulus to fatigue point, they don't do much for my biceps in terms of like getting a good mind muscle connection to the muscle and like feeling a lot of tension or disruption to the muscle. And they cause a lot of fatigue. They just hurt my elbows. So that's my least favorite exercise. The barbell row is a great exercise, but there are many reasons to dislike it, so I understand. Just in general, ways I feel like you could make the exercise better. Not specifically the person who asked this question. This is just like my general opinion on it. Ways to make it better is if you're like a total beginner to lifting, do less barbell rows. You don't need to not do them at all. You can not do them at all and be totally fine and do other rowing variations, but definitely deprioritize them because they're a very technical lift and they're hard for people who are new to lifting to do properly because it requires a lot from the spinal erectors, the low back, the glutes, and the hamstrings. And the thing is, very new lifters mostly cannot hip hinge properly, and their spinal erectors and glutes and hamstrings are very weak, so it's hard for them to stay in the correct position for long enough to finish the exercise. And so what happens is they do the exercise, and with each rep they get higher and higher and higher because the exercise demands a lot from muscles that on them aren't very strong, which is why a lot of people hate them. So that's why they're not a super fantastic exercise for most people. If you're committed to doing the exercise, here's how to make them better. Stay as horizontal as you can. Don't let yourself use your glutes and hamstrings and your legs to get the bar up. If you can't get the bar up with your back and your arms, then the set is over, or else you're just cheating. And you're not rowing the weight with your back and arms. You're moving your arms, and then you're using your glutes and hamstrings, and you're standing more upright to reduce the distance between the bar and your chest. So you're just cheating, and you're not helping your back when you do that. So stay as horizontal as you can. Slightly upright is okay. And a way to do them better is when a lot of people do any kind of horizontal row, whether it's a barbell row, a dumbbell row, a cable row, a machine row. People are very, like, militant about keeping their scaps retracted. I don't know why. People refuse to let their scaps move, which is the shoulder blades. People refuse to let their shoulder blades move, and they kind of just lock them into place. So you can do your rows this way, but a better way to do them is to... So here's the thing. Stretch under load is super gains inducing, meaning at the bottom of a range of motion, letting your muscles be stretched under control, under weight, independently causes muscle growth. So if, when you do barbell rows, at the bottom of the range of motion, when the bar kind of hangs in the air a little bit, don't keep your shoulder blades together. Allow your shoulder blades to protract or round and let all of the muscles of the upper back round at the bottom of the range of motion while still keeping your low back tight and neutral or slightly arched. If you let the upper back round at the bottom of the range of motion for any horizontal row exercise, you allow the muscles of the upper back to be stretched under load, which is super great for gains. If you never let your shoulder blades protract and you never let your upper back round, you're really missing the gains to be found at the bottom of the range of motion. So that's one tip. Something to keep in mind though is I need water. Something to keep in mind is if you begin to try and let your upper back round at the bottom of any row, so barbell row, dumbbell row, cable row, machine row. Actually, this doesn't apply to cable rows or machine rows. This applies to rows where you're standing, so like barbell or dumbbell rows. If your low back and spinal erectors aren't strong enough to keep you in an upright position, as soon as you round your upper back so they can be stretched under the weight, your low back begins to round too. So if you can't round the upper back without rounding the lower back, don't round the upper back and choose a different exercise where you're not standing in space so that you can round the upper back without compromising your low back. Yeah, I didn't need to go on that much of a rant about rows, but try it out. Try it out on all of your rows, especially machine rows are really good for this, like a chest-supported machine row. When you let the weight pull you forwards, let your upper back round. Something else you can do on a chest-supported row is really lean into the machine and also let some of your middle back round. And you can actually go into spinal flexion very safely in a machine row because you're not standing and your chest is supported. You're sitting down, so your low back is no longer a factor in the exercise. Let your upper and even your middle back flex, so it's kind of like a flexion row at the bottom of the range of motion, and then come back at the top and retract your shoulder blades and get that peak contraction. And then you get more of a stimulus for your spinal erectors too. But we're not talking about machine rows, we're talking about barbell rows. What was I talking about? I don't know, I wanted to rant about rows. Another tip I can give for rows to make them better is to standardize your range of motion so each rep touches where you decide for it to touch. So every rep touches the stomach or the rib cage or the chest or whatever. That makes it better because each rep has the same range of motion. And you can actually get the full peak contraction if you touch your body with the bar. If the bar just kind of incessantly hangs in space, you never fully get the peak contraction and you never fully get the peak stretch at the bottom. So you're kind of just wasting your time. So that was my rant about barbell rows. I didn't mean to rant about an exercise that probably no one cares about. Okay, next question. What's the dumbest thing you've done as a kid or a teenager? I was a very reserved child. So I'd never really done anything super dumb that I can remember. Some of the things I've done must have been stupid because I was a kid. But I can't think of anything that makes me go like, wow, that was so stupid. I remember one time I managed to lock myself in the bathroom and I was like screaming and crying and kicking the door because I didn't know how to get myself out. That's not that dumb though, but it is kind of funny. Okay, next question. Who gave you the right to look this hot, looking mad attractive for no reason? Shake my head. Aw, thank you. And the last question is, what is a topic you could rant about for hours if someone gave you the chance to? Definitely anything related to social justice that I can personally relate to, or exercising. I literally went on a rant for like, that was probably at least 5 minutes about an exercise that I probably didn't need to go into. But yeah, anything related to exercise and lifting weights and any SJW topic. So yeah, those are all my questions. Group chat is going insane. Give me one sec. As I was saying, this is the end of my Ask Me Anything. So thank you to everyone who asked me a question. I really appreciate it. If you got it this far, thank you for listening. And I will probably soon do another one. So, yeah.